All right, I've got a recorder running, Ernie. It's been a while since I've talked to you. It's good to hear your voice again. Your newest survey takes a look at taps the feelings of CEOs of banks throughout your 10-state region. And generally, for the whole region, things are looking pretty good. And more specifically for Missouri, people seem to be feeling much better than they were, say, a year ago or so. Am I correct?
That's right, Bob. Our survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states, including Missouri. Now, the average community size is 1,300, and these banks are primarily very agriculturally dependent. So what they're telling us is the overall economy for these rural agriculturally based economies is as strong now as it was back in 2007. In other words, we've got our highest number since June of 2007. Of course, the recession began in December of 2007. So this was a good number. It was a good number for Missouri, although we didn't see the job growth we'd like to see in Missouri. But even for Missouri, the numbers were good.
I'm kind of surprised that they feel that good about things, given the big drought that we had during the summer, which was really bad for so much of agriculture in Missouri.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. And the numbers are the drought. We did see some downturns in the overall index during the summer when the drought was most visible. But now I think what the bankers are seeing and what we've seen is with crop insurance and other factors with high agricultural commodity prices, even with the drought, we are still seeing some pretty good growth in farm income, and we're seeing it across the region. Now, on the flip side, the livestock producers are certainly seeing some negative impacts because of their higher cost of feed, and also certainly there's some demand cuts in demand for beef, and actually pork has actually increased, but beef cutbacks, that's having some negative impacts on the cattle producers.
I looked at the increases in the farmland price index. That's up 16.5%. It's up 15.5%, and the new hiring has advanced by 15.3%. Now, to a layman, those are pretty impressive numbers. Are they equally impressive to somebody like you who knows what these numbers really mean?
Oh, absolutely. And what we're seeing is farmers and non-farm investors are driving up the price of agricultural land. For example, cash rent, annual cash rents over the last year for the 10 states grew at about a 15%. Now, I would argue that's unsustainable, but it's being sustained in this case by the Federal Reserve, their Federal Reserve's easy money policy, which is pushing up agricultural prices, but also making funds available for borrowing and buying, in this case, buying agricultural land, and farmers and non-farm investors are certainly doing that. Now, we have to be a little bit concerned about the air in that agricultural farmland price bubble. Now, what would take air out of that bubble would be higher interest rates. Now, in the short run and even the intermediate run, we're going to probably see a fairly low interest rates.
One of the things that jumped out at me was one of the headlines on the press release I got that says, almost 25% of bankers expect shutdowns and or temporary closure of ethanol plants in their areas. I checked with the Missouri corn growers. We have 6 ethanol plants in Missouri. One has reduced its production a little bit, but the other 5, the guy told me, seem to be chugging right along. Are some states having more problems with their ethanol plants than we are?
Well, it's more of the expectation, yes, they are. Even for other states, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Kansas, there's a heck of a lot of the nation's ethanol plants are in these states. And with higher corn prices, that just puts a pinch on the profitability of ethanol producers. Of course, that means their input costs are going up. And then we've also seen a push down, or at least a decline in ethanol prices. That's the price for ethanol fuel. So that you put that together, and it doesn't look all that good a year for 2013 for the ethanol producers, at least as the bankers see it.
Yeah. Well, rural Missouri, according to this index, as the bankers perceive it, seems to be doing pretty well in coming back from the recession. But can you compare what you're seeing in terms of attitude from these folks with the attitudes that you're seeing when you do your surveys of the purchasing people?
Yes, we are. We're seeing a much more positive attitude among the bank CEOs than we are. We do another survey, of course, of purchasing managers, which also includes Missouri, and the numbers are much weaker there from the purchasing managers. Now, the purchasing managers would be located primarily in more urban and more densely populated areas. So there's definitely a difference between those that are dependent on agriculture and those that are less dependent on agriculture, and that's what we're seeing in Missouri and the region.
Well, I'm sitting here right now watching C-SPAN and watching the Senate debate something or other.
Oh, boy.
What do you think the impact of all this fiscal cliff stuff is going to be on the kind of attitude that you're seeing from your bankers and your purchasing managers?
Well,
or have you been able to measure it?
It's not good. I think a lot of the pullback in at least the purchasing managers, you can lay on the uncertainty coming out of Washington and the lack of doing anything. And, of course, the fiscal cliff is going to affect all of us. Now, I think, in my judgment, it's probably not going to be resolved in December. We may have to wait till January to get a resolution of this. In the interim, the Secretary of Treasury is likely to kick the can down the road, as we are now hearing all the time, by extending and keeping those tax rates as they are right now until the Senate and Congress and the administration get it all settled.
Okay. So when, how many bankers did you tell me you survey in this?
This month it was about 195, usually around 190 to 200 each month. So get a pretty good survey, but, these are all bank CEOs, so they're reporting for the businesses that are in their service area. And again, the average size of the city is about, our town is about 1,300.
Are some of these folks CEOs of holding companies or part of banks that are part of holding companies that would also give a broader context to their opinions?
Probably not. These are all community banks. Not very many of them, I would argue, probably maybe none are in the big banks, what we think of as big banks, the J.P. Morgans, the Citibanks, or even branches of those. We're talking about community banks that serve their local communities, and that's where, you know, I think they're less wired into what's going on in Washington. I shouldn't say less. They're less dependent on what's going on in Washington. Of course, we've got the Farm Bill. That's another issue. The Farm Bill has yet to be passed, and that's, of course, another issue that came up last month, but not as much this month.
Yeah, if I think I was a banker, I'd be watching that Farm Bill and getting a little nervous.
They are. I think there is some, but you put on top of that what they're seeing, agricultural land prices. We saw some in northern Iowa go for $20,000 an acre about a month ago. We saw land rents, cash rents, going contracts for $600 to $700 per year. That just is indicative of a lot of optimism out there. Now, not necessarily optimism on how much the yields, because we're still facing drought conditions. It's more on the price side, and more on the, of course, support payments from the government, from commodity insurance.
I'm not sure a Missouri farmer could understand a $20,000 acre piece of land.
Oh, but you get up into northern Iowa and into Minnesota,
yeah.
You do see that. You get down into North Dakota, South Dakota, not as high. You know, 20,000 is definitely on the high side. But we are seeing growth in farmland prices anywhere between 15% to 20% to 30%, depends on the area and depends on the type of land, of course. And that's just, in my view, unsustainable. If we saw higher interest rates.
Yeah, I was just talking to a lady from the University of Missouri Extension Service about some Missouri land rental rates and prices. And she was saying, she's from northeast Missouri, and she was saying some land up there is going for $5,000 an acre, and they think that's very, very good. But, you know, that's not quite that rich black soil that you guys have in Iowa, or the people up in Iowa and Minnesota.
Right, that's right. And if you go into, you know, southern Illinois, we survey southern Illinois, also seeing very high. There you'd see prices much like what you're getting in Iowa. The places we're seeing the highest land prices would be in Iowa and southern Illinois. Those would be, and much less in Kansas, much less in Missouri. And even Nebraska, Nebraska's not nearly as strong as Iowa. But even Nebraska, we're seeing prices. It wouldn't be unusual to see $12,000 an acre on some of the land going out there.
I remember when I was in college, I grew up in central Illinois. And I remember when I was in college, I took some ag majors back to Illinois with me from Missouri. And we were driving down Interstate 70 through central Illinois, and it was in May. And they just could not believe what they were seeing in the fields out there in terms of that rich black dirt.
It's amazing when I go, you know, through southern Illinois and Iowa. That's where you see it. You know, and you get to Nebraska where it's a lot more irrigated, a lot of irrigated in Nebraska. But over, even there you see miles and miles of corn and soybean, and then you see the it's beautiful in the spring, you know, in the summer, late spring, early summer.
Do you check the same bankers every month or every time you do this?
Right, we do.
You know, off the
pretty
top
consistent.
Do you know off the top of your head how many of these bankers are in Missouri?
Boy, in fact, I just got a call from a person about that. Probably, I don't have, given that I'm away from my office, you know, my wife was just there packing up my office. Had to really get to, she says I owe her big time.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I do. But I think we're probably in the neighborhood of not as many, probably maybe this month, maybe 15 to 20, maybe 20. 20 would be.
That's a good cross-section, though.
20, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good cross-section. Well, so I hope you're getting much better place when you're moving into now.
Well, we're temporary. We're going into we are getting a very new building, but while we're waiting on a new building, we've got to go into temporary building. So I got to move tomorrow and next day. So it's a long process. So.
Well, good luck in all that snow. I don't envy you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Good to talk to you again, Ernie.
And Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye.